As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Oh, and the King joins us, of course, the two-time Premiership captain of the North Melbourne Footy Club. Welcome to you, Wayne.
G'day, gentlemen. JB, I don't know how many times I've... Don't call me Wayne. When I've called Wayne, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
I know. And,
which
and
has
you might,
been a lot lately.
And I'm about to say, you might be in a minute too, if we can just get some audio up from the weekend, of course. Might be in trouble. Have a listen.
Is anyone related to someone?
Don't laugh about this, Mariah.
Well, hang on, wait. Mariah Carey, my ass.
I'm Mariah. Related to
You're
Mariah
Pat Carey.
Listen, when I...
Shut up, duck.
Yeah, bad that was, duck. You've just heard it then.
Yeah, no, I just... it's pretty bad, isn't it? It just goes to show you, just because one of your family members has good breeding and has something good doesn't mean you'll necessarily get it.
No.
I just missed the voice.
And you think you're funny and you think you're funny like Drew Carey.
Do you know where I get really? My funny side from? Oh. Drew. Oh. Drew Carey.
We need to get you a break.
You're not funny and you're not Mariah.
you know what? Too much time in our heads, Bill. I think we just had
about a 5-minute break there where we had nothing, so we had to come up with something, and that was it.
What I think's happened, Bill, is this homeschooling. Not that I'm doing a lot of it, but I'm doing some of it. It sent me around the bend.
Yep.
I mean, this morning I've had to cut out help Charlotte cut out a cardboard umbrella, and then paint it and put sprinklers on it and do all of that with raindrops, and then photograph it, send it through to the teacher. And, I mean, it's seriously, when school comes back next Tuesday, prep, woo-woo.
I tell you what, Duck, homeschooling would be tough for you because what, you got three different schools, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yes, very good. No, I've managed to wrangle it into two, Bill.
Well done.
Mother's Day, as you know, we just had, was tricky. But schooling was okay. I've wrangled it into two schools.
Yes, well done.
Which makes it a bit easier.
Well done.
Well, and speaking of this lockdown period, our man Brian, who we've always wondered if he's quite there, mentally all there, what he's doing, Duck, on Instagram is quite extraordinary. They're now just almost like paid ads. For whatever it is, he'll have a Toyota Ute in the back. He'll have tools that he's stolen off our sponsors, strategically positioned. And I don't know if you've seen the latest one where he's chopping down wood, but he had a go at me last year for an axe that he claimed had never been used. Yeah. That block splitter duck in this latest one has not been near a piece of wood in its life.
You know what? He thinks he's good at everything that's handy.
Yeah,
he's got all the tools. He's knocked half of them off. Yes. He's got absolutely, and you're right, it's becoming at JB, and we've all, it sounds something. Look, I've been playing a lot of golf, and I don't go out and say, I caught up with Michael from Callaway using the new Mavic driver and getting an extra 30 metres on my drives, which I am, by the way. Maverick driver from Callaway, absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
and I was off, hey, I was off, what's Keith Gregg's number?
27.
I was off 27. I'm now back to 18. An even better number, 18, Bill.
I'll get to 16. That's a better number.
Since I've been using the Maverick driver.
Oh, listen to me. Now, I'm just watching Brian here. He's got a load in his Toyota, Hilux.
Yeah,
a load of wood on the back. It's a silver top, I think it is, a giant load of silver top, which he's cut down in one of those forests. So I reckon Parks Victoria will be onto him, but he reckons it's all okay. But fair dinkum, mate.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, but have a look at the bloody block splitter.
Brand spanking new.
The silver top suits him because he's going silver. He looks like a silver back.
Yeah, he does. Chief.
Seriously, he's lost at PT. Ever since Lewis Martin, obviously boss of Channel 7, has said how talented he was and all of that other week, Damo uncovered. He actually now thinks that he is Jason Dunstall and Plugger rolled into one.
He's got the work shorts on, you know, those man, ones.
The boots.
Oh, unbelievable. On,
Brian.
Unbelievable, PC.
All right. Yeah, well, Duck, now that we haven't got anything to play, I won't call him Wayne because we can only do that if he's in trouble. But next time you try and sing, we will call you Wayne again.
I look forward to seeing you boys on the rub on Saturday.
And make sure you come ready to go, not 8 or 10 minutes into the show like you did last Saturday.
Bill, you know I'm always there early. Actually, the only person early to me is BT.
Yeah. But you lost your wallet or something. Oh, and you couldn't.
Bill, I actually did. I left it in an Uber. Anyway, someone finds it, can they hand it into Triple M, please?
It's also Flashback Friday because I've got an email here, Fat.
Oh, have you? Who from?
Yep, it's from Boris, who's in Ascot Vale.
Ascot Vale, yes, Jim.
Ascot
Boris.
Vale, and Boris is out there, and he says, can you please, for this Friday flashback, a replay from the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency, which you and I both were a part of course, and won multiple awards back in the day.
We won a lot of awards.
We did. It was amazing how successful that ad agency was. Yep. And what we used to do is people who were finding it hard to get traction with their businesses would contact Fat and Skinny Ad Agency and say, can you rebrand us? Can you give us an ad and a jingle just to see if we can really kickstart our business? So this one, Bill, you might remember, was Funky Cat.
Oh, one of my favourites, Jim.
So Boris is asking for Funky Cat. He said, I want to hear the ad first, then I want to hear the jingle, and I'm reading down the bottom of this email, Bill. It says, liquid gold from you, Jim, you creative genius. Go Pies. So here we go for you, Boris, in Ascot Vale. Funky Cat, here's the ad first.
Have you ever wanted to grab your cat by the tail and hurl it down the street after it clawed your new couch? What about when it ruined your curtains? Feel like attaching it to the hill's hoisting, giving it a spin? Maybe peg it up on the tee and drive it down the third at Yarra Yarra after it ripped your European pillow to shreds? Good thing you rang Funky Cat. As we like to say, Funky Cat, scratch our bowl.
Scratch our pole, Jim. That's your creative genius.
That must have been your bit at the end.
It was.
Anyway.
Who was our voiceover man?
I can't remember, to be honest. He was good, though, wasn't he? Had
better
very
than
nice
Dangerous
delivery.
Dave, yeah.
Well, anything's better than Dave. But anyway, so we move on from the ad, and then we had to create a jingle, right?
Oh,
so,
yes.
Actually, there was a third part to this too. We left people a phone message. Remember?
That's right.
That's how creative. Old this agency is. People could actually ring and get a phone message. Anyway, this is the jingle that was played for Funky Cat.
If you've got a scratchy cat with one eye on your couch. You got some fancy curtains and it's ready to pounce. If you've got a cat that's got twitchy claws, its tiny little paws are ripping up your floors. There's only one place that can make your day. Don't hesitate to call Funky Cat today. Funky Cat, we make scratchy poles. Funky Cat, don't make nothing else. Funky Cat, rope wrapped around your pole. Funky Cat. Carpet on the top, Funky Cat.
Carpet on the top.
Oh, Bill.
That was quite good. I'm happy with my singing.
What was that?
Carpet on the top. That was quite good.
I don't know why we had to fold that agency up. I don't know what went wrong.
Funky Cat went broke, you know. They didn't sell any poles.
What about when we'd get the actual businesses on to hear firstly the jingle, the ad, and also, of course, the phone message, and weren't a few of them just so disappointed?
Because it was actually fair dinkum, wasn't it? We'd talk to the businesses and we'd send them.
Yeah.
And they thought, this will be great. We're going to make a lot of money out of this. And not one
and
did.
No. big-ass limos.
Oh, big-ass. But that jingle's good. It's catchy. It had everything. It told you what it was, and it was catchy. No, I liked it.
Anyway, enjoy that, Boris, out there in Ascot. Boris.
He dobs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from 30 days.
There he is, our man Bernard.
Yeah. Hey, Bernard, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, the bit of that song from our man Champs, which a lot of people won't understand, is the word dob, which is a very Adelaide word for going to have a kick down the park. You're going to have a dob. I'd never heard of it until I moved to Adelaide.
Yeah, well, that's that's the old go down the park for a dob, have a few dobs at goal. You ever heard of that, Bill?
No. I haven't actually. I thought you have in a game you have a dob at goal, but not go down to the park. It's also like, who did you play on? And you guys say, who did you stand?
Yeah, who did you stand? Oh, I thought that was normal. I still say that.
Oh, no, that's Fogville stuff. And also, we call it Tats Lotto and you call it Cross Lotto.
Cross Lotto, yeah. That's what is brand. This, an SA versus Victorian show at the moment?
It is at the minute because apparently it's biased and you poor South Australians miss out on so much.
That's true.
What's happening now? Because I'm hearing that, obviously, we're all hearing that the Port Adelaide and Crows Boys can stay in Adelaide, and then they might stay and play a showdown at Adelaide Oval, and then they all go to Queensland. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be. And it's really good, I guess, for the families as well of the players, so they can stay with them a little bit longer rather than spend a longer period of time up in the Gold Coast. But I'm hearing the showdown might not be before they go there, but they're thinking about doing that later on in the year when they think the border restrictions might be eased and they might be able to actually get a small amount of a crowd in as well towards the end of the year.
Hey, Bernard, let me ask you this. The Port Adelaide and Adelaide teams have made it very clear that they don't want to stay in the same resort on the Gold Coast. Yeah, and if you haven't lived in Adelaide, Byrne, you can't understand how much these two clubs detest each other.
Oh, no, you certainly don't. And obviously, I've been through it. And you actually, I don't like saying hate, but you actually hate each other. And you love seeing them not going. You always check it on the ladder and you always want to be above them. And then obviously, when the showdown comes, the closest thing to a final in the state. So to house them up together, I thought it was a little bit weird. I know there's probably, you know, not a heap of opportunity to be able to stay at a golf resort like they are, but or different ones, but I mean, to house them together, I think that's a little bit weird, but we're in a bit of a weird environment at the moment, so we're just going to have to live with it. We had a bit of a joke on our show the other day that we should pair them up, room them together and see how they went, but and who you choose to room with.
That was a good show. I wish I missed that.
Why are you into me so much?
Why are you, Bill? Because the bake was about you and was actually a good one.
Bernie's beef. Yes. Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that?
No.
You
it was better, actually. I did. I enjoyed that. You showed a bit of passion.
I liked it.
And you didn't put me to sleep. It was actually all right, Bernie. It was good. So the hatred is real because you've been over here now for a while. And, you have the Collingwood Carlton or whatever it is. But we got nothing on Port Crows?
Well, over there, it's unique because they're a two-team town. And, you either love Crows or you hate Crows, and the same with the Port.
I understand your idiot mate, Tex Walker, sent the coach of Port Adelaide a text.
How does he get his number, for starters? And secondly, what goes through his brain to get in contact with the opposition coach? I don't know, but...
Tex. We've got Tex here. He was on Ruin Dits.
So I'm going to text Kenny Hinkley. I said, I was looking forward to waking up next to you, Kenny. You're telling me to get stuffed.
I actually think, Bernard, that those two get on quite well. And I'll tell you why. Because I went over there to do that bushfire game of cricket where Tex embarrassed himself and the rest of his mates by showing that he could never play a game of cricket again in his life. But prior to that game, we were all standing there waiting for the ceremonies to all start, and Tex was being interviewed by us right off the top. So we had about 10 minutes. Bluey and myself were just standing there waiting and chatting to the great man, of course. And Kenny Hinkley was on the sideline, Bill, about 3 or 4 metres away.
Yeah.
And because there was 10 minutes of stuffing around, Tex and he got together and had a very animated chat about a lot of things. And it was clear to me then, Bernard, that they actually get on bloody well, those two.
Yeah, I think it might go back from the Brenton Sanderson days. So I think the Geelong connection there, Kenny Hinkley come over, I think, at one stage. And, we had a few beers and Kenny was there. I think Tex was there to all hours. I would have gone home early, no doubt. So that's probably where they got off.
All right, Bernard, well, always good chatting to you. Just see if you can, when you return to Adelaide, get things sorted out over there, please, because it's a handbrake on our competition at the minute.
Yeah, it is.
You're jumping on too, aren't you? Remember you spent time there, Jim.
No, I love the place, but I can't have health ministers buggering up our competition. So go back over there and sort it out, please, Bernard.
It's more than half an hour behind, let me tell you.
Oh, Bill, we haven't done this for a while. Hit it, Rabs. Whatevs, totes, orcs.
Oh, what's it called?
Whatevs, totes, orcs.
Whatever.
All right.
We haven't, Jim. No, I've forgotten about it.
Well, in fact, this came to me via Instagram at James Brayshaw Global Trending. Check it out. From a man called Shina T or something. I don't know who the hell he is.
Shina
anyway,
T.
He goes to me. He says, Jim, surely the Josh Kennedy interview the other day qualifies for totes, orcs.
Oh, no. It wasn't too bad.
Bill, it got off to a horrible start, and then it sort of never got any better. Rabs, you've got the list here of the totes, orcs. Run it down for us, please.
Well, this is the start of the interview when Bill ran Josh Kennedy from West Coast Stats.
Awesome. Yes, right.
Humour. Jimmy boy, what about this, our next guest? Have a look at the numbers here. You ready?
Love him. Yes, please.
Premiership player, of course.
Yep.
Three All-Australians.
Yes.
611 goals over 243 games with West Coast and Carlton, Jim.
Bill.
Two Coleman medals, Jim. Two.
Bill. No, Bill.
Two Ross Glendening medals.
I don't reckon you got the right bloke, Bill.
And welcome, Josh Kennedy, to the Rush Hour. G'day, Josh. Are you there, Josh? He's dropped off, Jim. He's hung up.
And, Bill, I would hang up too if I was treated like that.
Probably should have stopped it there, to be honest.
Bill, that was the start of the interview.
Yeah, we started
poorly. That was very awkward.
It didn't get much better because his wife's obviously Colombian. Decided to throw a few Spanish words his way.
Which you would. What are you? Can you speak the Spanish? Senor?
Not well enough. Not well enough at the moment.
All right. What's the Swans in Spanish?
The Swans in Spanish are the Swans, mate. It's just I'm running with the Swans worldwide.
All right. Football.
Football's football.
Yeah, good work. Well,
thank you, Bill. So this is going beautifully.
Jim.
Fat. Yeah. This is a Totes Orcs compilation. What else we got, Rabs?
Never ring again, Toby.
Cal Brand from Collingwood, good friend of the show.
Yeah,
you spoke about the COVID-19 test picking out your brain, and I think it picked out your brain.
Jeez, you don't want that bloody swab up your nose. It picks your brain out, Bill.
Well, you'd be right. Cal would be right.
Oh,
jeez. Hey, all right, we're going to... It's going to take a break. We'll take a quick break and then we're coming back to see what's happening at home. I'm lucky I took control there. Got us back on the road.
Fat, you can drive a truck through that, Orcs.
Well, it's difficult when I'm here and Cal's on the Zoom and you're on the Zoom and you think someone's coming in or Cal might add a little bit more to it and just stopped.
The packing tape almost started.
Have we got any other examples, Rabbits?
Well, there's a caller montage because they haven't been great.
This is not my fault.
Here we go. Man. Dan's from Ballarat, Bill.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Emma in Langwarrin joins us first, Fat.
Emsy.
Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Rob, Safety Beach, Fat.
He is. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Bill.
How you going, Robert?
Bill. Fat, what's wrong with you?
No, it's not me. It's the listener.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not. I'm a professional here in
this
job.
Well, Bill, if you're professional, then you've got to keep the momentum of the conversation rolling. You can't just allow massive pregnant pauses.
Well, you say hello and you assume you get a hello. How are you going? Yeah, good. Now, tell us about when the cat jumped off the balcony. Tell us about that. But it just they don't go with the flow, Jim.
Oh, my God. Well, well picked out by Shiner T, or whatever his name is, because there was lots of Totes Orcs attached to that.
It's Friday. I've had enough. It's been a big, long week, and I need a frothy.
Bill.
Yes?
Your jokes have been real poor.
Good, Jim.
No, they haven't been. They've been horrible. So maybe one today that we can enjoy.
Right.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jim. A man walks into a bar,
straight
Jim.
Into it.
A man walks into a bar. Those were the days.
Oh, no. Just a statement about lockdown.
I got a fun fact for you, Jim. I got a fun fact. You can't pronounce O while biting your lower lip. Try it on air. Go on. Go on.
O.
No, you bite your lip and do it, Dopey.
I just did it. You half went. Oh.
No. You got to bite your lip and say,
Bill,
oh.
I bit my lip and said, oh, twice now. Get rabbits to replay it.
No. Say it louder, baby.
What is that?
What is that?
Just a bit of fun facting.
Oh, my God.
It is.
So just a statement about lockdown into something that's not accurate so that you could eventually go, say it louder, baby.
Say it louder, baby. Blokes will be saying that to their missus tonight. But I'm going to finish with a nice little joke. As we finish up here, on Wednesday, May the 20th, and may the Lord be with you, I told my wife that our next door neighbour passed away today. She said, who, Ray? Very insensitive.
You've gone with three, and they're all crap.
Hooray!
They're just horrible.
Fancy jumping three of them in a row. Like, poor bugs died.
Three pieces of crap in a row.
Say it louder, baby.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.